I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin remained the same today at $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
On our final day here for the year, Georgie Samios is out there with Tim's bottle of Fiano. He's just he's letting it breathe at the moment. Tim, I believe Matty John's a show on 1170 SEN Sydney. It's only on a Friday, 9 till 12. He gets breakfast hamper, comes in on a Friday at about quarter to eight, and they just, quarter to nine, they sit down, the coffee, freshly brewed coffee.
Did you see his rider, though?
What's the rider?
Well, that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't going to go on air unless he got all that sort of stuff.
Our final day, we can't get a half-stale croissant. We have to pay for our own coffee. Do you know where the money's going?
We all know where the money's going.
He joins us on the line from up in Sydney, Matt. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, Gaz. Hey, Tim. That's not kind words. I really appreciate that. It is going gangbusters. I received a handwritten note from, of all people, Walt Disney the other day, and he said, since being defrosted, this is exactly the type of radio I've been after. Which is nice.
I'm not surprised that that's the case.
That's funny enough, I wasn't either.
No. Now, what about this State of Origin game? The Queensland upset you picked for our listeners, and they cleaned up and said it was an absolute joy, and then it was predictable that New South Wales would bounce back in the manner that they did. What are we expecting tonight up at Suncorp?
Oh, it's a funny one tonight because New South Wales, you know, got all the momentum, and it's New South Wales have got the talent in the team, you know. But, you know, Queensland... Mate, I reckon this is probably the most exciting game because, I mean, really, it's policy on the run from the Queensland government. At one point, you know, they've got tight restrictions on, and tonight they're going to let 50,000 people, it's a full house at Suncorp Stadium. And so, you know, Palaszczuk, she's appealed to the people, and at first she was like, mate, no New South Welshmen are going to cross the border.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden, you know, they just, it's free-for-all when it comes. And that just shows you the importance they place on State of Origin up there. And so everything, you know, while it appears that all the momentum's going with us, I think in the whole history of State of Origin, we've only beat them, I think, two or three times in a decider up there in Queensland. And so I think both of those times, my brother was in the side on that because he told me yesterday. And it's going to be a different style of game. And it's going to be, I tell you what, it's going to be a little bit different style of game. I think it'll be open because of the very fact, mate, you know, State of Origin in late November up in Queensland, it's going to be hot and it's going to be made. It'll make it really a lot of endurance. You know, well, it's going to be required a lot of endurance tonight. But I still think New South Wales will win. But, man, I think it's going to be touch and go.
Hey, Matty, I don't know whether text messages roll into your program while you're on air, but we get real live feedback from people. This question just came through. I hope you can answer it. How long did it take to defrost Walt Disney?
Yeah, it was a funny one. It's like one of those things where I had a mate that got a new pool put in the other day, and I thought when you just fill a pool, either it'd take nothing more than, you know, maybe an hour. But bugger me, it took about 4 or 5 days, and same with Walt. I thought, to be honest, it's just like it'd be one of those two-minute noodles. But the big fella, he'd been, you know, all frosted up there for about 35, 40 years.
At least.
And so, mate, it took us about a month. And I've got to say, the last few hours, it was well and truly on the hooter.
I thought you were going to ask him about the text about Phil Gould. Is he going to commentate tonight?
That was going to be my next question.
What were we going to hear from Phil tonight?
Yeah, well, I can't answer that one. I'm not sure. I don't know what is happening as far as that. I think Gus will. I was really surprised last time when Nine took him off the coverage, because you know, I thought they'd throw their support behind him. Gus can be a little bit biased, but if you listen to the Queensland boys. If you listen to the Queensland blokes in State of Origin, mate, they openly cheer. But, yeah, I know in Grand Final night he was. I'd say, you know, a little bit towards the Panthers. But, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if they're allowed up in Queensland. They might be just calling it down the line in Sydney. I'm not sure what they're going
to
do.
I was surprised to learn how young he was, Phil Gould. I thought he was in his mid to late 60s. He's in his early 50s, isn't he?
No, yeah, I went to his 21st birthday the other day. I was surprised as well. I mean, that's a tough life.
Hey, speaking of people who are just handling advancing years really well, what will Wayne Bennett serve up? How will you approach this? We don't know Wayne very well. We don't know him at all. But we're told about his legendary half-time rev-ups. What's he going to have in store?
Gaz, I don't know what it is. I really don't. I suppose, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, blokes like Kevin Sheedy in the AFL, is that, you know, it's got a lot more to do than X's and O's. And Wayne's one of those blokes where, for whatever reason, mate, he knows exactly how to get a team going, how to get the individual going. My young bloke had a bit of time at Souths for a few years there, and he was... Mate, like, I've got to say, the 2 years that he's been at South under Wayne, mate, totally different kid. You know, as far as football wires and confidence. Yeah, he's just, mate, he's a lot different than he appears. Like, they reckon at training, like, the boys take the piss out of him and have a lot of fun. But, that that's another factor with State of Origin tonight, is the fact that, mate, you don't see Wayne lose that many big games. And so... As I said before to you boys, it's going to be really touch and go. I think the bookie's got Queensland 7.5 start. That's very generous.
Very generous. Very generous.
Yeah, it is.
Hey,
there you go.
We were going to have Cam Smith on our program yesterday, flogging his book, and they cancelled that. Now, what can you tell us? What's going on behind the scenes here? You blokes up in Sydney have upset him, have you?
I don't know what's that. Look, I'll give you an exclusive. I spoke to Cam yesterday. He's been in talks with Warney, and apparently there was a problem with the advanced hair treatment yesterday. And there was a problem with the plugs. They tell me it's been rectified and that he's going to be on Vossi's show up here today.
Oh, you
so, yeah. That's what I believe.
Well,
anyway,
just telling him to bring our man the Wisp. It was he was battling there for a while, but he's now bouncing. Yeah, they go, all right, haven't they? They've taken a hold.
Yeah.
It's all good to go. Matthew, it's a joy for us always. Whenever you join us on our program.
I know that, boys. I know that. I've always said over the years that you two blokes are probably two of my biggest supporters, and it's been a great year for you blokes. You know, don't underestimate yourselves. It's been a bloody good year. It's your last show. Go and have a couple of drinks and enjoy yourselves. I'll give you permission.
Anytime you need us on a Friday, you can call us at any stage. We haven't had that call yet. Wisford hasn't been reciprocated. We're not needed up in Sydney.
No. And as you blokes know, vice versa, I've always said that.
Thanks for joining us. Matty Johns from SEN 1170 up there in Sydney. You can hear him on Fridays, I'm told, and I've got them all backed up on my podcast, Wispy, for Down at the Farm. I'm going to listen to them all back to back to back, but it is very entertaining radio, as you could appreciate.
Very, very entertaining radio, Gary. Very, very entertaining radio. And he's only on a Friday too, isn't he?
That's right.
Archie couldn't afford him for the other 4 days of the week, is that right?
That is exactly right. Georgie Samios. I've spoken to George all year. He's been a joy. He's been a revelation. I've clapped eyes on him for the first time. He's a handsome little man. He's woofing down your Fiano at the moment out there.
He's necking the bottle. He must enjoy it.
He's going to give us a no-holds-barred assessment of Tim's famous Fiano, and he'll take your wine calls in the studio, live in the studio. That's coming up after 8 o'clock.